You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
10 seconds. Steve Bouyum sends it off the glass. It's going to roll down. Is it going to be an icing? No. Getting there is Jared Wright. Time's going to come. Denver's going to win 10. The debate is over. There is no more argument. DU is officially the greatest college hockey program of all time.
Oh boy. Call from over the weekend as we welcome in Rochester Americans head coach Seth Appert. We'll talk about your Pios who got it done over the weekend. We'll talk about your team clinching a playoff berth. Seth, thanks for making time for us this afternoon, but obviously a rough day for the organization. Wanted to get your thought off the bat on the change at coach up top in Buffalo.
Yeah, it's a tough day. It's coaching and just it being part of this game is a great thing. It's an unbelievable game. We're all very lucky to be part of it. But at times it's a hard profession and coaches get fired. I've been fired. Most of my friends have been fired and Donnie's a friend. And so, it was a hard day. Donnie's a great man. He's a heck of a hockey coach. And so is Jason Christie and Smitty you just never like to see that. But that's part of our profession, unfortunately. And that's the way it works, but it's been a hard day for sure. Especially when as good of a man as Donnie and happens to.
Amherst head coach Seth Appert, our guest. Seth, now as we're looking ahead, would you like to have that job?
You know, I don't really worry about that stuff. I really don't. I've never been a guy that thinks about those types of things. I've never been a person that has a five-year plan. You know, you guys played the clip of the Pioneers winning, which was awesome. When I was an assistant at Denver for 10 years, you know, we won two national championships and things were rolling. And, you know, people were telling me that, you know, I should jump to a bigger job or I should try to be a head coach here or there. I just never worried about that stuff. I firmly believe if you do a great job where you are, you treat people the right way where you are, that good things will follow at some point. And so that's not my worry right now. My worry is on the Rochester Americans and getting us ready to play Toronto on Wednesday night.
Seth, do you have a chance to speak to Kevin Adams today?
I've spoken to Kevin, yes. Yeah.
So what he said today about the Sabres coaching search, preferring NHL experience, did that catch you off guard, Seth?
No. I mean, that's, obviously you're coming from a head coach in Donnie that didn't have it. And, you're at a spot in the organization that it's time to win. The developments and the young development of the young players over the last, three, 4 years in Rochester and Buffalo has been excellent. Donnie did a great job of that. I mean, Tage Thompson was not a superstar before Donnie Granato became the head coach, and Rasmus Dahlin was not a superstar before Donnie Granato became the head coach. And so, I you know, that's, I completely understand where Kevin's mind is at. And like I said, my focus, I love, do I want to coach in the NHL someday? Sure. But I would love coaching if I was coaching high school in Minnesota. Like, and I would take it just as serious as I do right now. And I love coaching the Rochester Americans. I really love what we've built. I love what was created here in Rochester. I love the culture. I love our players. And so my full focus is on getting us ready to take care of a demanding week to play Toronto tomorrow night and to get us ready for the playoffs.
Seth, you were up there a couple games this year. And last one for me, you know, on this topic here. But as a coach, you develop players. As a coach, you develop other coaches. You also got to develop yourself in a way. Like, what about the opportunity just to go through the process? Would you welcome at least the opportunity to interview for a position in the NHL, whether that's with the Sabres or some other team?
You know, I'm never against learning, you know, and so if those opportunities are in front of me in terms of talking to people and learning and things like that, I think those are always good things to go through, whatever those things are. You know, success or failure in those situations are great to go through. So I'm not against those things by any stretch. But I can, I'm perfectly honest with you, I haven't even thought about that. Like, my thought has been on the Toronto Marlies. They are a loaded offensive team. They have a ton of weapons. And my job is to get our team ready on Monday and Tuesday in practice to be ready for the Toronto Marlies tomorrow night.
Seth, talk about that a little bit as far as you as the coach getting your team ready and just you as a coach, because we've talked in the past about the job of a head coach when you're dealing with this generation of hockey players. And Kevin referenced it in his press conference earlier that when he was a player, you feared the head coach. And it's not necessarily like that anymore. You have to find this balance between a trust and a relationship with the player, but also a respect and accountability with the head coach. You talk about how you have relationships with a lot of the players that are now playing up in Buffalo, a guy like Jack Quinn or UPL. How do you strike that balance? And is it a balance that older, more veteran coaches are able to adapt to, knowing that this new generation of hockey player kind of demands it?
Question. I think that's an important thing to have as a coach today. But it's not just coaching; it's also parenting. We don't parent the same way that our grandparents did. You know, the grandparents might have, you know, grabbed you by the ear and taking you out to the woodshed, and the parents today are going to explain why whatever you did wrong was not acceptable, right? So I don't think kids today are any different. I firmly believe that. I don't think they're any different. I think the way they're parented, the way they're taught in schools, the way they're coached is a bit different. And that's not a bad thing. I am not one that likes to be like, oh, back in the golden days, you know, we said this and you did it, and that's the way it's supposed to be. I don't buy that. So for me, what I look at with our relationships with our players is the better relationship I have with our guys, the harder I can be on them. So it's not that you can't be hard on players today. You can be incredibly hard on players. So you ask any one of our players, you ask Jack Quinn, you ask Matias, you ask any of our guys now, if I'm hard on them, I'm hard on them. But I believe now that you need the relationship to be hard on them. They need to know you're coming from a place that you're trying to help them versus coming from a place of do this or else.
Seth, one quote amongst many, I thought Kevin Adams was, he was great, you know, kind of laid it all out there, but talking about, you know, how the Sabres organization or the Sabres themselves craving accountability and structure. That's kind of going along the same lines, right? You as a coach, you have to develop the accountability. And in what ways do you kind of do that here, you know, with your team, Seth?
Well, I think it's what you do every day. Accountability is day to day. It's not one time benching a player. Like letting a player do whatever he wants day to day, but then one time benching him, that's not accountability. Accountability is how you act every day. It's the consistency of how you act every day as a head coach. And sometimes accountability can simply just be taking a player off the ice in the middle of a shift. Like, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to bench players all the time for a period or a game. If you don't like what you're seeing and it's 20 seconds into the shift and the player does something that is against my standards, just pull them off the ice. And they know at that point that what they've done is unacceptable. And that can be accountability, right? So I think that, you know, to me, there's a lot of gray in hockey. Hockey is not a black and white sport. It is not football. It's not set plays and structure. And so there's a lot of gray in hockey. And as a coach, you need to decide what is acceptable and what isn't. And there's got to be non-negotiables. And there are for me. There are things that are just non-negotiable about how we play, how we compete for each other, how we stand up for each other. And then there's negotiables. There's things that are different for every player because of their style of game. And you need to give the players clarity with that because I think when the players have clarity, they understand those things and they can thrive within that.
Given the timing of our conversation, Seth, and the Sabres season coming to an end, your team clinching a playoff berth, I'm curious about any reinforcements or anything that we might have as an addition to the roster here in Rochester as we prepare for the postseason.
Well, we'll get Rusek back, but that's it. That's all that's allowed to come back. And it's not because the Sabres or Kevin didn't want to send more to us. There's rules about on deadline day when you can paper transaction players. There's rules about how many players also need to be on the NHL roster at that same time. So the only player that's eligible to come back to us is Rusek. And that has nothing to do with, you know, with Sabres not wanting or anything to send players to us. That's just the way the rules are. So Lukáš Rusek comes back to us, which is a huge, huge boost. And then the other help, you know, that we'll get, from Buffalo will be more prospects, you know, like Wahlberg, obviously, and Osland will be, you know, here, you know, at some points. And, you know, if we keep winning and Matthew Savoy loses out, at some point Savoy will be here. So the help is more from the prospects that are playing elsewhere than from coming down from Buffalo.
Seth Apper, our guest here. Seth, I feel like we're bearing one of the leads here. Congratulations. It's not easy, particularly in this division, to get back to the postseason. Your thoughts here as you're in a position to make another run here for the Calder Cup?
Yeah, I'm excited for our guys. You know, it's a hard division, as you guys know. It's amazing. You have four teams still capable of winning the division title. You still have all seven teams capable of making the playoffs. And that's just incredible with how demanding this division is. And so, you know, we're excited that we've earned our right in. Obviously, we want to have a good week and have the opportunity to climb higher. You know, the first three spots, obviously, you know, you get a bye, and those things are important. So there's still work to be done. But yes, you know, we're in the dance. You have a seat at the table. And, you know, you can't win at all if you don't have a seat at the table, and we've earned that seat at the table.
Seth, take us back to last weekend, Belleville on Friday and Saturday night. In a contrast, the loss on Friday night and then an offensive explosion. What led to that on Saturday night in the 8-2 win over the Sens?
Actually, we might have been better Friday. You know, that's hockey. You know, it just is. You know, we had so many scoring chances Friday, backdoor one-timers, breakaways, things of that nature. And, you know, Mad Sogard, their goalie, who's an elite goalie at this level and has played in the NHL, he was excellent on Friday. Devin Levi had a night that was a little substandard for him, and so you end up losing. And that is what it is. But I love the way we played on Friday. I had zero issues with it at all. I thought we were spectacular on Friday night. Saturday, we were great in the first period. We came out with purpose. We came out with conviction. And then you're up 4-0. And at that point, then, you know, realistically, as long as you are smart, the next, you know, 40 minutes, the game should be over. And I thought we were much smarter in that situation than we have been in the past. So, you know, Yuri Kulik and Isak Rosén had huge nights offensively on Saturday. But on Friday, Yuri Kulik had 11 shots on goal. It's just, you know, the puck didn't go in. He missed a few shots. The goalie made a few big saves. And hockey's interesting that way because there is some chance and some luck and some bounce effect to hockey, and there is a goaltending effect to hockey, and that's just a reality. But I thought we were really good both nights.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Seth, I'm going to break the format here and ask Danger a question. You tell me if he's answering this the correct way. Danger, you're playing the role of Seth Thappert here. So, Coach, you're now a couple points out of first place here. You're just 1 point behind Syracuse. You're a couple points ahead of Toronto. What are you looking at the standings?
Guys, we don't look at the standings. I haven't looked at the standings once all season. That's just not something we like to do here. That's not something I like to do. We just try to be better every day. That's really what we're trying to be about here in Rochester.
That's a great answer. I love that. I love that.
You're rubbing off on me, Coach.
The only thing I'd say is we don't, it's not that we don't look at the standings. We're not naive. You know, we're not naive to the standings. The standings exist. We know what they are. We do not talk about it. We don't talk about the standings. We don't talk about trying to win the division title. I know what works, and what works is trying to be great today, you know, and if the more days we can stack on top of each other that are great, the better chance we have at being successful long term.
Well, Toronto comes in with a lot to play. They don't want to be in that play-in round tomorrow night, Seth. I mean, I guess the playoffs for everybody in some sort of ways started a little bit early here.
Yeah, nobody wants to be in the play-in round. I mean, that's a hard because it's a hard series. It's best two out of three, so it's so quick. Anything can happen, and whoever's in the five hole, Utica, Belleville, Laval, is also a great opponent. So, you know, so yeah, no, it's a big game tomorrow night. It really is, and we've got a great opponent in Toronto who's got offensive weapons up and down their lineup and has a real veteran. You know, they're built a little differently than us. Obviously, we're more prospect laden. You know, the Maple Leafs have been really good over the last few years, so they're more, the Marlies are a little more AHL veteran elite player built. But they have a lot of weapons, and it's going to be a heck of a test tomorrow night for us.
Seth, what is the health of your team here heading into the final week of the regular season?
Yeah, we're getting a little better. Weisbach is back. He was out last week with illness, so that's huge to get him back. He's playing really good hockey right now. Ciccone's back, so that's huge to get Cheeks back. So that's a big one. Kozak's still likely out right now. He's getting closer, but still likely out. Murray's still out. You know, he's still out for a few more weeks. So, you know, those are big ones, right? So you have Murray and Kozak out. Those are big, hard, physical players that are out of your lineup. And, you know, you need guys that I'll give our depth guys have been phenomenal down the stretch here in the last 25 games. Graham Slager, Damian Drew, Justin Richards, Brendan Warren. That's why it's so important to have those guys. So when we get, and not that those guys aren't talented, they're very talented, but let's say we get a little lower in talent. Rusek's gone and Jost is gone and Murray's out with injury. We get really high in character because we make such a emphasis on signing character in those type of guys. And then you win differently. You win with character and you win with competitiveness. And that's a real credit to our scouting staff and Jason Kermanos about the type of people we bring in here. That when we add those guys to the lineup, it's just a great fit for us.
Seth, what was that like for you watching Saturday night Denver, who shouldn't feel like an underdog, but you're going up against BC, and BU was also this big powerhouse, and Denver ends up on top? Are you texting former players? Do you still know people in that Denver athletic department? What was that like for you?
It was awesome. It was a really fun weekend. Yes, David Carl, the head coach, I recruited and coached his brother, Matt Carl, who won a Hobie Baker, played in the NHL. I recruited David, didn't get to coach him because I left for RPI. So I know the Carl family extremely well. I was texting with Matt, his older brother, on the weekend. There was probably 15 or 20 guys on a text thread of our two national championship teams that were going all weekend long. And just some of them you stay in touch with a lot, and some of them you just don't because it's life. But it's so fun to reconnect with them and hear from them. And there's another text thread with our coaching staff and our support staff from those championship teams. And just really proud to have been part of that program and to have won national championships. And it's great to see it now as the best program in the history of college hockey. You know, they have 10 national championships, more than anybody. And the fact that there's 5 of them in the 2000s is just a great thing. And I'm incredibly proud of the Pios, and I'm really happy for those guys.
Seth, we have to address one more thing, and this became clear to us and emerged on Friday.
Yeah.
It's a little bit disturbing. I hope you're sitting down. The Amherst organization employs a broadcaster who won't put red sauce on his pizza. We're talking about Moss Brooks. He came in here on Friday. He shared that information with us. We're still kind of shook and reeling from the idea that somebody live in this town and not eat pizza with red sauce. Now, we all have our food quirks, you know, our no fly zone. I'm not a bean guy. I can't stand beans. Gene's not a coconut guy. Yeah. First of all, your comment on Moss Brooks not putting red sauce on his pizza. When did the Amherst decide that hiring a toddler would be a good idea? And two, do you have any food quirks, anything on your no-fly zone when it comes to food, Coach?
That's a great question. Number one, with Moss Brooks, he's awesome. Like I said earlier, he's a great teammate. But yes, he is very easy to pick on because he's got a lot of quirks like this. And when we found out, you know, that he doesn't eat normal pizza, we're like, well, you're not going to eat on the bus ride home because we're not ordering anything special. So that's very concerning. I think if we knew that in advance, we probably wouldn't have hired him. In terms of myself, that's a good question. I'm not a big fish guy. I love seafood. I love seafood, not a big fish guy. So that probably is be as close as I have to a no-fly zone.
Anyway, I'm confused. Love seafood, but no fish?
Well, like, you have shrimp.
Shrimp, oh, okay. Yeah.
Crab, you could have shellfish, but not really necessarily fish. Is that
oysters,
what we're saying? Yeah.
Oysters, things like that. Love all that stuff.
Gotcha.
Yeah, love all that stuff. Yeah.
Gotcha. Seth, good luck tomorrow night. And by the time, you know, we talk next week, it's going to be a different world. We'll know the playoff schedule here a little bit. Thanks so much, Seth. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Seth Appert, Rochester Americans head coach. good to spend some extra time with him today on a day that kind of rocked the Sabres organization.
Yeah, that was a long conversation we had with Seth there. And, you know, a couple take – look, he's not going to say, hey, I want to interview for the job here. He's got a job to do. And Kevin Adams today in his press conference said that's Seth's focus here. But again, you're going to get tired of me saying this. Whether it's the Buffalo Sabres or somewhere else.
He's going to be a head coach.
That's right. And the way this history of the Amerks affiliated with the Sabres, you know, Scotty Bowman wouldn't give Mike Keenan an opportunity. And Torts had to kind of leave.
I don't know that. I mean, you also hear Seth Appert, though, say, I love Rochester. I love what we've built. I love our culture. It's a guy that continues to say and do all the right things will eventually be. He is our coach. He will be an NHL head coach someday. It feels like it's trending in that direction. If it's not in Buffalo, I fear you might be right, but I'm also not going to be quick to say, oh, he's automatically at the end of the season going to go somewhere else.
Well, right. That would be a valid fear. Like, hey, you know what? It's not going to happen for me in Buffalo because they hired so-and-so, I'm going to go jump to this other AHL job. I don't see him becoming the next, who was the guy there for that went from the Amerks to Syracuse? Benoit Grew. I don't see that happening.
I also hear a lot of Kevin Adams when we speak to Seth Appert. I hear a lot of Seth Appert when we hear Kevin Adams talk. I feel like these two guys are aligned in a lot of ways.
Well, and that's another little tidbit that we learned from our interview that Seth did talk to Kevin Adams today.
Yeah.
So, well, can you imagine if you were Seth and you were listening to that press conference? Like, a lot of,
yeah, that's good news. You don't want to know that the qualifications that your GM is looking for in the next head coach of the Sabres is something that you don't have on your resume, which is mainly NHL coaching experience. But I'm telling you, and we've got a large body of work now in our conversations every week with Seth Appert. I think he's impressive. I think he's going to get his shot in the NHL someday. I hope it's not someday soon because we still have a lot of business to handle here in Rochester and we want Calder Cups.
I get the sense he's not going to jump for an assistant. He probably would have had that long ago. So he will get an opportunity. It might be as soon as this offseason there will be another organization asking for permission to interview Seth Appert.
Yeah, reaction coming in on Elon's Twitter. That's X at the Fan Rochester. One of our regulars, Brendan. Seth is a good dude. Good, honest answers to some maybe tough questions. Yeah, I mean, it's a tough day. It's a tough day for the organization. It would have been easy for Seth Appert to say, hey, guys, not today. He's on with us, and we wanted to get those questions answered. I mean, and hearing that, you know, his focus right now is still on Rochester. If you're an Amerks fan, music to your ears. And I know there are a lot of Sabres fans that don't even want to consider the notion of Seth Appert being the next head coach of the Buffalo Sabres. So if that's you, then you can rest easy tonight as well, knowing that Seth Appert right now is focused on the Rochester Americans, just like Kevin Adams wants him to be.
Yeah, I would hope that Kevin Adams, for even though he said this is what they're looking for, still would sit down and give Seth Appert an interview.
You would imagine that conversation is going to happen, but not in the heat of the playoffs. Not when it could be a potential distraction.
Well, I mean,
and like, I don't know that they'll have an answer until, you know, they could have an answer before the playoff run is over, right?
Right. Well, think of it this way. Like, if you want to go get the veteran coach, why would you want to? Because how many openings are there going to be? I don't know the answer to that question. We're going to find out very shortly. The Sabres actually kind of have a leg up here. So where Kruger, I think, was the last guy, if I remember that correctly. That dragged out for a long, long time. And then they, who do they hire? Oh, that guy? I vaguely remember that guy.
Yeah.
And then Granato was just kind of the guy like, okay, we fired you. Oh, okay, you're going to get it here. You have the opportunity to do your own timeline here as far as when you want to hire. And I got the sense today, Danger, if they're talking about guys with veteran experience, it's going to happen right away.
Yeah, I get that same sense as well. We have happy hour on the way next. We have time for your phone calls. If you want to react to Seth Appert, if you want to react to the Sabres moving on from Don Granato, we'd love to hear from you today at 585-866-4FAN, 866-4326, the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Fan Rochester.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, the Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.